My name is Chad Callahan. I'm here with my daughter, Caitlin.
So we're here today to talk about my great-grandfather and his grandfather, William Sr. What did William Sr. mean to you as a grandfather?
He was pretty strict. I remember when I was about 8 years old, sitting at the dining room table, having to rewrite a thank you note about 10 times because he didn't like the way I wrote it. He was very Catholic also. I mean, every Friday night we seen him, we had a priest or somebody coming over for dinner. Fish every Friday night, as you can imagine. I think he was a wonderful grandfather. Now you remember him. You were 10 years old when he died. What memories do you have of him?
I don't remember him being strict at all. I remember him being pretty fun, but maybe it took until he turned 80 to kind of mellow out a bit. And
I think it did.
I want to ask you a little bit about the kamikaze pilot attack on William Sr.'s ship in 1945. Can you tell the story of what happened?
At that point in the war, you know, the Japanese realized they were losing, and so they would send out their kamikaze pilots with just enough gasoline to get to their objective and not enough gasoline to get back. So one of them actually hit the starboard bow about midship on the USS Missouri, and the fuselage broke apart, and the body of the pilot flew up on the deck. So at that time, William Sr. had the pilot brought downstairs to sick bay.
Was he still alive?
No, he was dead at that point in time. Some of these kamikazes, they would just throw the body overboard, but he decided to give the pilot a full military burial at sea. So that night, he had one of the corpsmen sew a Japanese flag, and the next morning, they buried him with full military honors. And not everyone was pleased. I mean, some of the Marines grumbled openly about it, but he did say that the pilot died in battle, and he deserved a military burial. Later, as you know, he was honored by both the Japanese government and some of the men from the U.S. of Missouri for doing this.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the ceremony that honored him for that decision in 2001. So I believe it was both the Japanese and the American governments together that honored William Sr.?
The Japanese government had determined that the kamikaze pilot was one of three men that were missing that day. So they had a ceremony at Pearl Harbor, and they had a formal tea party.
Tea ceremony.
Tea ceremony, yes. And you remember the story about the paper cranes. Why don't you talk about that?
I believe, if I remember correctly, it was the great-niece of one of the three kamikaze pilots made paper cranes for all the descendants of William Sr. And so to this day, I have these paper cranes. And to me,
good.
That's, you know, one of the most important possessions that I have because it's so meaningful in the context of this history and in the context of our family and its legacy.